FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS. We're focusing on Rutherford County. What a great place to focus on today. And visiting with us, the mayor of Rutherford County, Ernest Burgess. Ernest, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
There was frost on the pumpkin this morning, wasn't there?
Just a little bit, but it's beautiful. It is beautiful.
It is gorgeous out there. And that will help the season change. It'll help those leaves do their changing and fall and get rid of weeds in the yard and get ready to start over again.
That's already started happening.
Yeah, it?
The,
it has,
the leaves
yeah.
are turning beautifully.
And, of course, the Murfreesboro Square is gorgeous, up especially around the historic courthouse where you enjoy going every day. What a beautiful place. And lots of folks will be going to the area around the square today, I understand.
Absolutely. 3 to 6. I think everyone should bring their children and enjoy the opportunity to really have a good celebration of Halloween. I mean, this has turned into a annual tradition that really, really is just beautiful and wonderful, and we're just happy to be a part of that.
This is the 9th year that this has gone on. And, you know, only in a place like Murfreesboro that is family-focused, I think, would you find something like that. A lot of people are newcomers here, and they think, well, this is like living in a storybook or something.
That's right. I think our businesses and offices and up on the square in that neighborhood, I think they enjoy it as much as the young people do.
I think you're right, and I'm sure that the folks in your office not only have the trick-or-treats, but they probably dress up special today.
Well, some of them do. Yes, they do.
Very good. So speaking of special things coming up, and speaking of county government, I understand that there's another Rutherford's Got Talent coming up. Is it November the 8th? Is that what it is?
I should have gotten that date before I came
I
down here.
I think it is.
But you're probably correct. But yes, another exciting time there for some of our employees within our county organization to show their talent and help a great cause, our United Way, which is doing a great job for many, many people in our county. And we want everybody to support them in every way that they possibly can.
Very definitely. And that will be at Central Magnet School, where it has been since it began.
That's correct.
Are you going to be, you knew I was going to ask you this. Are you going to be singing? The mayor and some other, who was the other person who was with you?
Our trustee, Mr. Beatty.
Okay.
And one of our ladies in technology was with us, yes.
And the two, or the three of you, did something from one of the Broadway shows. I don't recall which
one.
Well,
we're trying to forget that.
It made such
an impression.
It
was fun for a one-time entry.
We're taking then that it's not going to happen again.
Not this year, for sure.
Okay. That'll keep people waiting and wanting for more. Other than that, what is exciting on the Rutherford County plate this morning?
Well, just the good news that we continue to have in our county with respect to the our jobs. And we've had good opportunities, good increases from Nissan and Saks and Amazon and others. And I think you've read the recent news that our unemployment rate is again dropped. So that's exciting for many, many of our families. And that's the good news. Our retail sales are continuing to be strong. And it's showing that we are a regional retail center, I believe, in this county. And many people are coming from other locations. And it's just good that we're able to continue to make some improvements that will enhance the quality of life for our citizens.
Definitely. I understood that we are now the third fastest growing job market in the nation.
That was the recent news. Yes, sir, that's correct.
So that is exciting to hear that, and exciting, like you say, to see all of these new jobs available locally. Not only Amazon, but 800 and something plus jobs at Nissan as they prepare to create the electric automobile.
Right. They continue to add shifts and people to those shifts and add new product lines, and it's really an exciting time to see the growth of that that industry there.
As you look around, what are some of the things that you would like to see accomplished before this fiscal year ends, which will be July 1st, I believe it is, of next year?
That's correct. Well, we don't have too many big projects on the drawing board, you might say, right now. Of course, everyone knows that the biggest discussion item now is the opening in the fall of 2013 of our new high school at Stewart's Creek, and that's really, really important, and that's going to give all of our students an opportunity to even excel even more. So that's something that's major, that's developing, and I'm sure that's going to have a good outcome. They're struggling with the rezoning, but it's in very, very capable hands with our school board and our leadership within our school system. So that's one of the main things that's happening. I think that's very encouraging.
Now, one thing that is, I'm sure, on your mind and probably stays on your mind on a regular basis is the landfill and the fact that it's filling up. And, you know, when that happens, and it will happen, what are we going to do?
Well, you know, we don't really know. That's the truth of the matter. We don't know what we will do. What we are doing is everything that we can to extend the life of the landfill by recycling as much as we can and diverting as many things from going into that landfill as we can so that we can extend the capacity for years to come. So we don't know whether it's another 12 years, 15, or 20 years or more that landfill will last, but we're going to have some breakthroughs in technology or otherwise to be able to accommodate those needs. But we must, all of us must, do our part to really, really increase our recycling efforts so that we can divert those things that don't need to go in there into some other profitable and useful activities so that we can minimize what we are placing there.
Now, Rutherford County, along with several other individuals, you've hired Mimi Kiesling to help sort of spearhead the efforts to recycle things. Is that coming as well as you'd like, or do you think do you foresee the county getting even more involved in recycling?
We're going to have to get more involved. I mean, it's a process of education of all of us, and those of us that are in the older generation, you know, that's not something we did years ago. So we're learning even ourselves, just like we learned to wear seatbelts. But our younger generation, and that's the generation we're focusing on a bit more, they are tuned in to what's trying to be done, and that's what we're trying to do, is to educate our younger people in our schools that how they can be a part of really making a real difference in what we're doing and how we're treating this waste and how we're treating our whole environment.
We are probably one of the few countries in the world that does not really jump in with all feet into recycling. It's sort of surprising how we don't participate.
Well, I guess a little bit that goes to the prosperity that we've had so long. We've not taken as seriously, you know, the need to be more conservative and saving and using of everything that we can in a way to really, you know, protect and enhance all of our resources. So it's a growing process, a learning process, and it's going to continue to be very important.
Let's look at the infrastructure. I know that in Murfreesboro there is a big effort to redo the infrastructure to improve some of the old roads. And when you improve roads, you also have to improve sewers and electrical wiring, everything that is all around and embedded often in the roads or under the roads. I would imagine that the county is facing similar issues. I mean, your roadways are old. You've already redone Halls Hill Pike, a section of it. People have said Halls Hill Pike and several other roads are very similar. Bradyville Pike, Jefferson Pike is being renovated right now, I think. How is that going, and what do you think are the main areas of concern in infrastructure?
Well, of course, roads will always be a main area of concern in Rutherford County with all the growth and the additional traffic that we're placing up on them. It's going too slowly. I mean, and it's going to go probably even slower, but the dollars that are being made available for improving roads continues to diminish. And from the federal government has been a major source of money to improve roads, and those dollars are basically the same as they've been for many years, and it's more and more difficult, taking longer and longer times to get a project to completion. And even, as you mentioned, Jefferson Pike, that's been under discussion for probably 10 years, and we do now have it engineered, and they're beginning to, hopefully in the next year or two, start buying the right-of-way easements, et cetera. So those are major important issues. The county has over 1,300 roads of its own that it has to maintain. They are doing a great job maintaining those roads. All of our roads are paved, and I think they're in reasonably good condition, but yet we continue to have to make improvements because, like anything else, with use and age and weather, things change, and they need to be constantly addressed.
We're talking about Rutherford County this morning. Our guest is Rutherford County Mayor Ernest Burgess. We're going to pause and check on the traffic and weather, which also has to do with infrastructure, and then we'll be back. And we'll be entering the segment where we open the phone lines. So if you have a question, this is your opportunity to talk with the person who is in control, the head honcho, so to speak. Ernest Burgess is with us this morning from Rutherford County. He is our county mayor. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And, of course, trick-or-treating around the square this afternoon, 3 until 6, and trunk-or-treating at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office this afternoon from 4 until 8.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
He's on your side. Consumer warrior Clark Howard.
Save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on WGNS.
Right now at Ford of Murfreesboro, you can get a 2012 Ford Explorer with low, low financing rates. For well-qualified buyers, you can drive away in a new Explorer for 0.9% financing for 36 months. The new Ford Explorer is one of the top SUVs in its class. It's sleek, roomy, and efficient. Test drive your new Ford Explorer at Ford of Murfreesboro today at the corner of Broad and Northfield Boulevard, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Belatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Belatoire necklace with the purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. One accident in the clearing stages at Northwest Broad Street at Church Street, causing some backup, as you might imagine, in a very busy area there. Also, Old Ford Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Ford Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Lots of busy traffic. Get 20% off all paints, 10% off all floor finishing at Bradford Harbor. Floor is $19.99 Nolensville Pike. Call Jerry or Bobby Bradford at 251-5384 or go online to bradfordwoodfloorsandpaint.com. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Halloween weather forecast brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
For the forecast area, we will see plenty of sunshine, a high of 58, west northwest winds could gust in the 20s. Tonight, clear skies, low of 33. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 39.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're talking about your local teams. All Sports Talk at 2 and Sports Night 3 to 6. I'm George Plaster on WGNS.
Well, just the soul rock and roll, flying purple people lead a pigeon toad undercoat, flying purple people lead a. Flying little people lead a, sure looks strange to me.
Purple people!
And then he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking them dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Welcome back. This is Halloween, and our music is a little different from what it has been in other days. It's all themed with the season. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. If you have a question dealing with Rutherford County, we have that line open now for you. 893-1450, is there an issue that is concerning you with Rutherford County? Maybe a need for a road somewhere, or traffic signals, or any, does the county have any traffic signals?
We have a few traffic signals, but they are all managed by the city of Murfreesboro for us, and we just participate. They coordinate, and if there's any repair or maintenance needed, then we are responsible for paying for that. But only a few, only a small number.
I knew it wasn't very many, but as the area grows and we have new areas being developed that are in the county, I guess that area will grow also.
Likely so.
Let's go to the phones, 893-1450. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I like your bump music this morning.
It's a little different, isn't it?
Yes. I was just phase one of the 96 sewer project. Is it going to come out into the county or turn and go back toward the city? I'm not sure. I just see the sign.
Well, you know, that's a good question. I live on 96, and I ask myself the same question. That's a project that the city of Murfreesboro has coordinated, but it appears that they basically just crossed that creek there, and because it looks like they've sort of finished up their work and their equipment has been moved. So I think we need to ask our city sewer and water department about that, but it doesn't appear that they're going further right at the moment anyway.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. And let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with our county mayor. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Good.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, I'm one of them old enough guys to remember when the state put 10 cents a gallon on gasoline so they could take care of all the roads and everything like that in the state. And I thought that in the state. Is that just state roads or is that all roads? And I'll hang up and listen to you. Thank you very much.
Well, the state collects that tax per gallon, you might say, and it goes into their pool of money and they distribute the money and use it as they so choose. And that money is has been fixed the same amount per gallon, I think, for many years now. And I know that the state commissioner of transportation and all of the other commissioners of transportation across our state that are using that tax are very, very concerned in that you know that our vehicles are much more efficient. They're going to be becoming even more efficient. So the revenues that the state is generating and receiving from that tax is flat and declining, which means, again, they have fewer dollars to use to improve and build and add roads. So that's a major concern across the whole country right now with respect to that. But we do get, our highway department does get limited funds from that, but they're not major funds. And again, that's limiting, as those funds are diminishing, that hinders the things that we can do even within the county, even though the large majority of it is used by the state for state roads.
Let's go back to the previous question about the sewers. And it crossed my mind, is the county even involved in sewers at all?
No, the county is not involved in sewers. The only thing closest to, you might say, the involvement in sewers is through our consolidated utility district, and any number of subdivisions have been developed with a system built within that subdivision that by the developers, and then when that development is complete, that's handed over to Consolidated Utility District for maintenance and service, et cetera. So those are sort of individually specialized systems that serve that particular subdivision, but that's the closest thing to sewers in our county. But the county, again, is not responsible for that.
And sort of clarify something for us, because as the area grows, annexation is a part of Rutherford County, and parts of the county are annexed, say, into the city of Murfreesboro. Now, I've noticed that some of the new subdivisions continue to be serviced with CUD, water from Consolidated Utility, which, is that owned by the county, or is that a separate corporation?
It's a separate organization, separate nonprofit organization that operates under its own charter, and it's they have even lines and service and customers in both the cities of Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and otherwise, and the county. So it's not mm-hmm. necessarily restricted to just a county location. And so that's a much broader kind of definition, and they have determined sort of where their service area is with respect to the other city's service areas, and they have a working relationship in that regard.
And so if you're in an area that's been annexed into the city of Murfreesboro, and you continue to have CUD water, some of them also have sewers. What, do those build separately, or how does that work?
Well, I don't know about that, but they would be built separately. Okay. So, yes, that could be a possibility, and is in some locations.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
I'm close.
Good.
I heard the last caller. I'd like to just tell him, welcome to America. We started from trying to get away from taxes, and we end up being the most taxed place in the world. He's exactly right. We've had a tax to come up to cover everything, and every one of them has been nothing but a failure. Come on now. And sir, let me ask you about this. I noticed by driving this place called Broad Street, it goes all the way out to the county, too. But they fixed Broad Street, had it tore up. They fixed it, then it turned right back around within 3 months, tore it up again, and fixed it. Anybody know anything what was causing that?
I don't know, but it sounds like wasn't enough planning done there, it appears,
okay,
for future needs.
All right. Did you all say you all celebrating Halloween, right?
That's right.
All right.
Now, and that's what I wanted to ask you on yeah. a serious subject. What are you going to be tonight?
No. Hold on. Now, my station, well, I'm on every day in Nashville, they just discussed that. Okay. Why are we still doing things that's not biblically right? When we say we're trying to be Christian, we learn better, we ought to do better. Why is it that we hate to change certain things, but certain things we'll just switch it in a minute? Why is this? What's biblical about that's right about this?
Well, I think one would need to go back and do a bit of research on really the history of what Halloween's all about. I don't think it started with anything like we're now celebrating and the way we understand that. You know, it's taken a completely different twist on how we want to have goblins and ghosts and witches, etc. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that had anything to do with the initial historical basis for Halloween. Halloween, many, many years ago, I don't know how many years ago, but lots of them, started out as a time that they would honor the saints that had actually been active in the religious activities of that time and day. So we've wandered far from honoring the saints, and you're exactly right.
We tend to wander on a lot of things.
Have to go back to the taxes thing. We kind of wandered away from
it. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know. We've had that for a long time, too. You can look in the Bible and find that.
Have a good one.
All Take right. Care. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing great.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just wanting to ask Mayor Burgess about Jefferson Pike, where Roanoke comes in. Jefferson Pike, you try to pull out of Roanoke Drive, and you about get smacked every time. I was wanting to know when you guys were going to try to do something about that. I talked to you about three times about it so far on the radio and ain't heard nothing yet, seen nothing. I know they're doing work on down towards Smyrna area, you know, Jefferson Pike. You know, planning on widening that, but we either need this hill clipped down or some, I don't know. They just speed around to where you pull out, you just about get hit every time.
Let me ask you this before he answers. You're there every day. What do you think would work?
Either cutting the hills down or putting a light there, you know? I mean, either way.
Okay. Well, you're right. You have mentioned that before. That is a state highway. And I'm just going to be honest, I don't know if I've asked the state to do a traffic study there or give consideration to putting a light, but I'll have to follow up, and I'll just say I probably haven't done an effective job doing that.
All right. Well, there's a lady, you know, she got killed head-on there just this summer, past summer, you know, and I've got kids driving and stuff, you know, and I just about got hit while ago trying to go to therapy, you know. So it's a mess. I mean, it really needs something done about it because there's going to be more people getting killed, you know.
Thank you for bringing
that up.
All right,
thank you very much.
You have a great day. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was curious, is Rutherford County ever going to think about going, you know, metropolitanize? I live in the city. I pay city taxes. I pay county taxes. Are they ever going to think about metropolitanizing? I know it was a thought many, many years ago.
Well, there's been no recent discussion about that. And yes, you're exactly right. They did an extensive amount of work on that. I don't know how many years ago, 10 or more years ago, I suppose. And it didn't gather very much broad-based support. It's a complicated process and one that every city within our county would have to consent to participate. In other words, those would be separate and independent referendums, you might say. And if any one of them didn't choose to enter into that process, it wouldn't go. So I think someday it may happen. I think it's still a long ways off, and it's been no recent discussion or interest from any of the leadership in any of the cities or the county that I've heard.
Okay, though. I was just curious. I think it would be a plus for the city of Murfreesboro myself.
Okay,
I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And the only way to get that going is to talk to your elected leaders. I know that up until a few years ago, and you probably are aware of this, that every incident where a community or a government had gone metropolitan form of government, it had never done it, because things were so good, let's see about making it better. It was always, 100% of the time, brought on by a crisis. We are bankrupt, or we are losing population, or it's always a crisis. It's never created simply because, man, things are going great. We're doing phenomenal. Let's do it even better.
Right.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about the old National Highway.
Okay.
And the state, you're talking about talking to them about getting stuff done, but they're so poorly representing the citizens of Rutherford County, I guess all over the United States, for doing something. I've been trying to get some deer signs put up out here by the battleground. The deer's taking over out through this way, and I haven't seen a deer sign yet, and I've been calling in for about five or six years to try to get something done about that. You know, they're causing accidents and jumping in front of your cars or trucks or whatever you're doing. They just pop up anywhere. They'll come out anywhere. Overpopulated. And as far as the old National Highway, the underpass with the train track running across, is that in the county or the city?
I believe you would find that that's probably in the city limits, but that is a state highway there. And, of course, you've got the railroad that has the right-of-way and the easement through there and over there. So, but it's not, I'd say that's the responsibility of the state at that particular location. That's been there like that. It's pretty tight for two vehicles to pass there, just two regular passenger cars or trucks. So,
but yes, my question is on that. On one side, coming from the battleground going toward the city of Murfreesboro, they have a sign that's telling you about how high it is. And also on the opposite side, coming from Murfreesboro going toward Smyrna, they don't have a sign on that side. And last week I was coming through that way in a tractor-trailer truck. He comes through that way and he had traffic backed up and people's almost having wrecks because it's a deep curve there. And when they jump around that curve coming from Murfreesboro off the hill, they're doing over the speed limit. Some of them, just like in a video game or something, they're jumping through there so fast. And who would be responsible for getting a sign put up on that side of the highway for the height of the bridge where the truck drivers could be aware of that before they get off into it?
Well, the Department of Transportation with the state would do that. I do believe I have a name of the person that's in charge of that, in that I was able to get some signage put up out on a call that we had from some citizens out on the Halls Hill Pike, and they did respond fairly quickly and responsively. So I'll make a note of this and get that person's name and send him an email and see if they wouldn't address that.
Yes, please do. And also, if you don't mind, bring up about the deer signs down toward the battleground.
On a little bit past the battleground area, is that where you're talking about?
It's right there at the battleground where they got the little place where they go to, you know, just to view the signs and stuff inside the building.
Okay.
All down through that way. It's just overloaded with deer and turkeys and stuff like that just jumping out in the front of you.
Okay, sir. We'll send them a little note on that.
All right. You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
893-1450, and that opens a line for you. 893-1450, 893-1450. If you're on the line, hold on. You're coming up next. We're going to pause and be right back.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Don't get caught alone, no, no.
Ghostbusters!
When it comes through your door, unless you just want some more, I think you better call.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275.
For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
For the forecast area, we will see plenty of sunshine, a high of 58, west northwest winds could gust in the 20s. Tonight, clear skies, low of 33. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Faluber.
Right now, 39.
Reevesane Family of Medical Services has been growing for more than 30 years, always striving to serve our customers better. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reevesane. We are committed to innovative pharmacy care and excellence in health care. We are committed to providing a welcoming setting for you when you visit, or a professional and informative visit when we deliver to you. You can count on us to bring you great products and services when you need them and where you need them. That's the Reevesane way. Reevesane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit us at reevesane.com.
Now's the time to spruce up your home before friends start arriving for the holidays. The place to start is Bell Furniture. My buddy, Perry Bell, over there sells first-quality name-brand furniture about half price every day. Beautiful Serta sectional sofas. Cherry dinette sets with four chairs. Half price every day with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Catch up on MTCS Sports Saturday mornings at 11. Brian Barrett and John Deacons host Cougar Corner here on WGNS.
AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. 893-1450. It's Halloween, and our guest this morning is our County Mayor Ernest Burchett, which has nothing to do with it being Halloween. Ernest. After I said that, I thought, I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but that's why our music is the way it is. You remember that one. I don't remember that version.
I don't remember that one either.
But I remember it by, what was it, the Chipmunks? Is that who did it?
Alvin and the Chipmunks. That's the only one I remember is the Christmas song they had.
Yeah, I remember. Good morning. You're on WGNS with our county mayor. How are you?
Yes. Hmm? I'm doing fine.
Good.
Calling regards to, I live off of Compton Road, and that whole road, I was wanting to see, is part of that county and part of that city. And the reason I'm calling is I was wanting to see, I travel on it most of the time, and people are crazy enough to pass on that road. And with it being such a high traffic area, I didn't know if there's any way that whole strip of road could be like double yellow lined, because people pass, and everybody's going fast enough. It's just people are in a hurry, I guess,
right,
to get nowhere.
Well, I don't know. I know part of that's in the county, but I don't know whether all of it's in the county. I will check out to see who has the jurisdiction there, and it may be a joint jurisdiction of some sort, but I think probably it's a county road. I will then follow up with our highway department if that's the case and see if they would do some review and let their road board determine if they think that would be a wise thing to do as far as double yellowing that road, if that was appropriate.
I mean, I know it's probably not going to stop people from passing if they do, but maybe it'll second think. They'll think it again if they know if they're going to get a ticket or whatever for
right,
crossing the double yellow line or something like that. So anything to keep control on the traffic, I think.
Okay. I will follow up on that with our highway department.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
893-1450. It's easy to get through, and you are talking with the head guy. 893-1450. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me ask, the gentleman that called earlier about the 18-wheelers going up under the underpass on the old National Highway,
mm-hmm.
I used to live down there. And it is amazing how coming from the battlefield toward the underpass, there is a sign there, but it is so low that those truck drivers don't pay attention to it. They need to make it bigger, back it off, and put maybe two, maybe three leading up to it before they can stop and turn their big rigs around before they even get down that way. Because, I mean, once they get down there, there's nowhere to back it up. There's nowhere to do nothing except back it all the way up now to, well, it's been a while. It's been a pretty good while since I've been there since they're doing all those changes and stuff. So, right now, I don't even know where they can back that rig up and turn it around. Back then, they used to turn it around in, Bart, you might remember this, what used to be the old 41 Club.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
I shouldn't say I remember that. Yeah, but I do remember.
Well, I know that by the history, by, I mean, what that's, people used to tell me.
That's right. That's what I remember. It's history.
They used to tell me. I didn't mean it the way it sounded. But they used to turn those rigs around right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
now, I don't know where they would back them rigs up to turn them around.
But they
need to back off those signs to where those and make them taller to where those truck drivers can see those signs.
That's a good point.
And do it on the other side too. The gentleman that called you, he's telling the truth because I live down there. I've seen it, and I've seen them rigs just don't pay no attention to it, and they just take the top right off of them. But no wonder if them rigs hadn't brought it down over the years. So, just got to make your signs a little bit bigger and a little bit taller before then people can see it. That way, they don't have an excuse.
Well, I think that's a point well taken.
Thank you.
Good suggestions.
Yeah, it just hit me as she was describing that problem. As you come into the city parking lot up here off of Church Street, going to where it goes under the Line Ball Library to park, there's a big pole that if you're too tall, you will scrape that pole. Now, I'm not suggesting that we put a pole that would, you know, whop off the top of a truck as it drives down College Street there, but a pole that way before you get there, maybe even up before you get to the bridge that crosses the Stones River, near where the Rutherford Emergency Management is, the old National Guard Armory.
Right.
Put a pole there that has strobe lights that go off and everything that lets you know, hey, you're too tall. There's going to be something ahead you won't fit under. You need to turn around now and do it on the other side. Is there something like that? Have you ever seen something like that?
I never have seen that, no. But I've seen signage and, you know, flashing lights. And
I don't think they read signs. Yeah. And I'm not sure they know how tall their truck is always. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was wondering what procedure would I have to take, or what we have to take, to get a speed bump, you know, over here by the new Walmart, Rutherford Boulevard, as you're turning into Haven Drive from the student apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's built up, so over here, when people come from Rutherford Boulevard and come through there, down Haven, they're just speeding really fast, and we have small children in this area, and it's hard to get for me to get in and out of my driveway, but people speed really bad down through here, and I was wondering what we have to do to get a speed bump through right through this area on this street.
Well, I believe that's City of Murfreesboro would need to review that, so you need to talk to their streets department or their city manager and ask them what your process should be. I don't know that typically, I haven't seen speed bumps on, you know, major streets. They would be in limited areas, maybe in a cul-de-sac or something in a subdivision. So I think you need to talk to the city street department and or the city manager, and they can direct you to someone that can help decide if something like that might be appropriate.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. And I have seen those in Nashville, by the way. The speed bumps on regular roads in Nashville that are connecting roads. But I tell you, Murfreesboro has something that works equally well. It's an inverted speed bump, if you want to call it. It's a drainage. And they have one of those as you're going down. Is it Loki? And you cross Walnut or Maple?
Well, yeah, just crossing those streets through there, yes.
And it'll,
from one street to the other.
Better slow down.
Right.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have followed those lights that you were talking about, Bart. Hexley Lethon put one in at a beam inside the plant. But there's a water trap there, and really what they need to do is to lower that road, you know, dig it out. It would be cheaper, and while they were at it, they could put in adequate drainage, because I've seen, you know, quite a bit of water trapped there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's an area that regularly gets flooded. Very definitely. And I guess drainage of some sort. That's going to... All of these things are...
They have to work. They have to work together.
Mm-hmm. And we are just about out of time. We have about a minute and a half left in the program, so we're going to say thank you for all of your phone calls. And before you leave, about a minute and a half, any final thoughts you'd like to share with everybody today?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you to all our citizens of being good citizens. And listen, continue to vote. I know, Bart, you... I've read, I believe they said through Monday, almost 49,000 people have voted in this election. And I think that's wonderful. That's a tremendous turnout. I hope over time that we can get the same amount of interest in our local elections as we're getting in the national elections. And but really and truly, this is one of the most important things that any of us can do, and that is to support our process and to participate and to engage themselves so that we can improve what we're doing. We need to hold every one of us more accountable, and you can do that through your voting opportunity. So continue to participate in that.
Very definitely. Thank you for joining us today. County Mayor Ernest Burgess, our guest this morning. And as the county mayor indicated, it's important to vote, and today and tomorrow are your last 2 days of early voting. Last 2 days of early voting today and tomorrow. And one other thing while we're loading you up with things to remember, I hope you have a pencil and writing all of this on your hands. This is the weekend. We go back to regular time. County Mayor, are you going to be the one that changes it on the courthouse?
Well, no, but we will see that is done.
Okay.
Yes, we will, definitely.
We switch back to regular time at 2 o'clock Sunday morning, and somebody said, when's the right time to do that? I would say before you go to bed Saturday night.
Saturday night, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't get up at 2 o'clock Sunday morning to change it. Have a super day and a safe Halloween, trick-or-treating around the Murfreesboro Square this evening, 3 until 6, 3 until 6 around the square. A ninth time that this has gone on. And, of course, over at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, trunk or treating. And they're going to have police cars, ambulances, fire trucks for the kids to see. That's from 4 until 8 tonight. Have a safe one.